This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here as we enter the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am about to hand the baton to the great Mike Adams, and he's going to be hosting this hour. We have other great guest hosts coming up. I'll be back hosting the War Room with a bunch of other breaking news and political news. We're going to do a deep analysis into the primary results last night. There is some news to cover with that. As I introduce Mike Adams, Mike, not sure what you're going to cover today, but I thought I'd kind of tee this one up for you. I'm sure you're following this closely. And I don't want to be too conspiratorial, but I do have to wonder, when we see this bird flu outbreak and how they're killing all these hens, and now they're going after the ranchers with their cattle as well. Hey, look, I want to be able to go to the grocery store and know that I'm getting a product that I'm not going to get sick from consuming. I think, you know, everybody feels that way. But I do have to wonder. I mean, they lied to us about COVID. They lied to us about the COVID tests. Would they do the same thing to annihilate our food supply? Would they do the same thing to annihilate chickens and cattle? As I don't know if you've noticed, I don't know, you might not go to the grocery store as much as I do. I think probably you grow a lot of your food, but I just went to the grocery store this week, barely any steak on the shelves, barely any eggs on the shelves. So I'm already seeing the results of this, but Mike, I hand the baton to you and I kind of tee it up for you like that. Just want to see your thoughts on that. And if you're following this phenomenon.
Okay, thank you, Owen. Yeah, excellent question. I'm glad you brought it up. I was going to cover that point today, and my assessment is that this is another method of sabotage of the food supply chain. So I actually interviewed someone a while back, someone whose name I can't release, so I interviewed them privately, who was part of a team in Texas that was dispatched to various food processing facilities during COVID. And their job was to run these gather samples and run the PCR tests and then inform the food facilities that they had to shut down because there was one positive test. So we know that the PCR test is a fraud, that you cannot diagnose an infection based on a, quote, positive hit from a PCR test. And I know this specifically. Remember, I own and run a multiple mass spec instrument laboratory. And I sat down and spoke with the salespeople of the PCR equipment and asked them some very tough questions. And they admitted to me a couple of key things, that PCR tests do not have any quantitation numbers. They can't tell you how much of anything they found. It's only a yes-no answer. It's either a hit or a non-hit. And secondly, most importantly, and this really exposes the fraud of modern virology, is that there are no isolated external standards of the so-called viruses that they claim to be testing against. So there's literally no way to calibrate a PCR instrument against an isolated standard. That means the whole issue of testing and killing 2 million egg-laying birds because you had one positive test from one swab of one chicken, okay, it's a complete fraud. It's designed to cause a food shortage. This is engineered famine in your face. They're going to kill 2,000 birds here at this recent farm that where they say they found avian flu. That's going to be about 2,000 eggs a day missing from the food supply. And because of that, then egg prices are going to go up. So food inflation, food scarcity, famine is going to go up. And I just want to tell you this. I'm warning you. Today we're going to talk about Israel and sort of the weaponization of famine against the Gazans. And the reason I bring that up now is because everything that Israel is doing to Gaza is what the globalists plan to do to you. And famine, engineered famine, is part of that process. So yes, Owen, to answer his question, this is a deliberate sabotage attack on the food facilities. It's being done under fraudulent PCR tests, under a realm of fraudulent virology that has no rigorous scientific basis, no calibration of the instruments, no reproducible results. And by the way, you can turn up a PCR instrument to increase the signal, and you can get a positive hit on anything you want. you can swab, you know, a tree bark, and you can find avian flu if you just crank it up and have more replications. The whole thing is fraud. We are under attack. America has become a battlefield prepared to face mass engineered famine and worse. And we'll have more when we return after this 1 minute break right here on InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at a bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, joining you live from the Brighton Studios in Central Texas. That's why I've got the Texas flag up here. This is a new addition to our studio. Hope you enjoy that. We're having fun here. We've got a lot of serious topics to cover today, however, and I'm honored to be joining you today. Thank you so much for your support of InfoWars and alternative media in general. Now, let me just give you a preview of what we have coming up today, and then we'll get into some of the issues. So for this hour, hour two of the show today, I'm going to be covering the solar eclipse and some important breaking analysis that you probably have not heard that ties together the Vatican with the solar eclipse and CERN and so much more. In addition, I'm going to be giving you the latest news and some video clips from people like former Congressman Dennis Kucinich, as well as our own Gerald Celente, who I interviewed yesterday, and he said something really important. I'm going to play that clip for you today here as well during this hour. Israel has really angered the whole world with its attacks on the food aid workers. The world, I would say as of today, the Western world has now turned against Israel. So we'll give you a full analysis of that and what it means in terms of the escalation ladder of potentially headed towards nuclear war, beyond just regional war, but nuclear war that would affect us all. And I pray to God that does not happen, but this is the path that we are on. And then in the next hour, coming up, hour three of the show, we're going to be joined by former CIA analyst Larry Johnson from the website sonar21.com. That's his site where he does outstanding analysis, and he's going to be joining us here with his deep, detailed analysis of what's happening with Israel and Gaza, the bombing of the food aid workers, as well as, of course, Ukraine and Russia, which is really where he focuses more. And at the same time that I think the world is now, the Western world is turning against Israel, I want to be clear. The global South has already been against Israel, you know, from October 7th, but the Western world is now turning against Israel. But at the same time, the Western world is realizing that the Ukraine war is lost. Increasingly, you see newspapers in the UK press and even in France and Germany admitting that Ukraine cannot win this war. And I know they're begging for another $60 billion of handout money from the U.S. Congress. And, you know, the Speaker of the House is always caving in to hand out more money to, you know, other countries around the world, but nothing for America's borders, by the way. Nothing for American veterans, by the way. Oh, but endless money for, you know, illegal immigrants in New York City or for Ukraine's border protection or for Israel's bombs, right? But nothing for America. But even with $60 billion going to Israel, by the way, going to Ukraine, that's not going to turn the tide of this war. And we'll talk about that in more detail with, again, former CIA analyst Larry Johnson, who is also, his ancestry is from, I think it was his great-grandfather, but he can tell us who was an actual revolutionary for America. I guess it would have been more than great-grandfather, but he'll tell us his ancestry and the role that his family played in the Revolutionary War in America. And he's got a lot of great insights, so that's all coming up. Now, for those of you who have a question, just real quick, let me explain. This pin right here, I'm wearing this pin. You probably haven't seen me with this pin. This pin has Texas Rangers as well as the Texas flag. This pin was given to me by a retired Texas Ranger, and that's why I honor and wear it. I didn't just go out and buy it on eBay or something. This was given to me by a man who said that Texas really appreciates not only what I'm doing, but what we are doing, you know, what InfoWars is doing, what our platform is doing here at Brighteon, and just what the alternative media is doing to help Texas. Now, Texas is under an invasion. Our governor knows that. Our attorney general, Ken Paxton, also knows that. And Ken Paxton, who I would nominate for DOJ attorney general under President Trump, by the way, Ken Paxton is doing an outstanding job. And I also believe that Governor Abbott is doing some really strong things. I know he's got his critics, but I fully support what Governor Abbott is doing in terms of relocating the illegals to other cities and states. So we're sending those illegals, many of them, by the busload to Denver, for example, and to Chicago, and to New York, and to L.A. And it's not about trying to distribute these illegals across the country. Rather, it's about sending a message to these other states and cities, especially the sanctuary cities, to say, hey, guess what? This is a national problem, and if you don't help us solve the national border problem, then we're going to make sure that every state is a border state. You're going to have to share the load of the problem that you are partially responsible for causing. You, the Democrats that run these sanctuary cities, that invite these illegals, that hand out free debit cards to these illegals in cities like New York City, where Mayor Eric Adams on one hand says, oh, the illegals are going to destroy New York City. And then on the other hand, he says, oh, here's $50 million in, you know, free debit card handouts to illegals who are staying in nice hotels, also offered to them free of charge. So they're inviting illegals. Well, guess what? Governor Abbott of Texas says, oh, you want some more illegals? Guess what? We've got busloads of them. Here, have them. Have them. And then, of course, Denver panics. Denver absolutely panics. And to the producer, see if you can pull up that video of the Denver city official speaking in Espanol to the people, the illegals in Denver, and let me know if you have that, but speaking to them and telling them, hey, don't stay in Denver because you'll suffer here because we don't have resources for you. We'll buy you a bus ticket, he says in Espanol. We'll buy you a bus ticket to Canada. We'll buy you a bus ticket to New York, to Chicago, anywhere you want to go. You want to go to Disneyland? We'll buy you a bus ticket to Disneyland. Just get out of Denver. And this is what he says, caught on video saying this, which exposes the truth about the sanctuary cities. It was all a virtue signaling lie from day one. They can't actually handle the illegal immigrants. And by the way, Texas hasn't even hardly sent a high percentage of the illegals to Denver. It's a tiny little drop in the pool compared to what we're dealing with in Texas. And if you live in Texas, you know that our streets, our roads are flooded with illegal drivers who don't have insurance for their vehicles. They don't have driver's licenses. They don't respect any rules of the road. They cause accidents. It's not just illegals that are, you know, directly murdering people in other states. There's so much violence against American women in particular. But they're also causing accidents and causing billions of dollars in costs, of first responder costs and medical costs and lost productivity costs in states like Texas. So do we have that video? Let's go ahead and play that video from Denver if we have it. Go ahead.
That's Andres Carrera, political director of Denver Mayor Mike Johnston.
Here we go. New York gives you more. Chicago gives you more. So I suggest you go there, he says, where there is longer-term shelter. I'm translating from his I'm reading the transcripts. There are also more job opportunities there.
Summer communications liaison. That means that he meets the busloads of new arrivals. The city says this group got here on March 26, sent up by Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott. He warns them, the jobs, the resources, the opportunities have already gone to the 40,000 migrants who came to Denver before them.
He says, we've received too many migrants, and that is why we ran out of resources. No, look, we're not going to block you. If you want to stay here, I'm not going to block you. I'm here to let you know that your path is not over. Right. He's like, keep moving along. If you stay here, you are going to suffer even more, and I don't want to see this, he says. So anyway, you can kill the video, but that's the essence of what he is saying. Thank you for playing that. The officials in these cities that begged for illegals are already freaking out, and they only have a tiny percentage of what we are dealing with in Texas. So to Texas Governor Abbott, personally, I support what you're doing because I know that you're doing it with the good faith intention of getting our border protected. You're not trying to, you know, distribute illegals across the country. It's just a short-term method to wake up the rest of the country to what's happening. And again, to our Attorney General Ken Paxton, keep doing the outstanding job that you are doing. And we support you in that as well. All right. Now, are we skipping this break? Give me a time clock and let me know. We're going to move on to the eclipse topic. Now, for the solar eclipse that's coming up next Monday, this is, of course, an historic event, and numerous states and counties across America have already declared an emergency. I do realize that Alex Jones and InfoWars has covered.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life and the symbol of God and creation, by the way. It's the opposite of darkness, right? So that's why globalists hate the sun, and that's why they worship the eclipse. And by the way, bring up a photo of the World Economic Forum logo. The WEF logo is a picture of a solar eclipse. It's the darkness of the moon overshadowing the light of the sun of God, in essence, metaphorically speaking, the sun of warmth and love and life. So, again, this is why globalists worship it. Now, in order to truly understand all of the demonic forces that are at play here, you also need to understand that CERN, the super collider, the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, is also, of course, reigniting its proton collision experiments during the eclipse. During the eclipse, it's been off for 2 years, but there it is, the World Economic Forum logo, that is a solar eclipse. Do you see it? It's right there. It's been part of their logo the whole time. But back to CERN, they're launching their experiments. It's been offline for 2 years. Now they're bringing it back online during the eclipse. And what are they looking for? They're looking for the God particles that are the source of all power in the universe. That doesn't sound nefarious or anything, does it? Especially when you have the Shiva statue outside in front of CERN, and Shiva, the goddess of destruction and death. And, you know, you've seen videos of all the weird little dance rituals they're performing. There's the statue that's in front of CERN. And there's actually another video out there of them performing these weird rituals. Greg Reese did a really great video the other day that showed that as well. We may play a clip from that video in any case. But so CERN is firing this up during the eclipse. Like, what a strange coincidence. Why are they doing that? Well, guess what? CERN has traded scientists with the Vatican. And this is easy for any of you to find if you search for Vatican scientists, quantum gravity, and CERN. Okay? You're going to find press releases and announcements from years past where the Vatican scientists that were, again, specialists in quantum gravity, what is that, multi-dimensional gravitational effects, were swapped out with CERN, and so they were working together. And remember that the Vatican has this telescope called Lucifer, right? And so, and CERN has the Shiva goddess of death. There's the headline, Vatican, world's largest particle physics lab, plan to collaborate. That's the Vatican collaborating with CERN. Okay, why does this matter? Well, the Vatican now, you've probably all seen these pictures of this hall that at the Vatican, there's this giant hall that's built to look like a serpent. It's actually a reptilian hall. And if you guys can show that photo, you can see that it's got fangs in front. It's got the serpent eyes on the side. It's got the reptilian texture of the snake skin all across the ceiling. There it is. That's actually a hall, and the Pope sits there at times. See, it's a giant snake with fangs and everything. Now, this hall has a name. The name is Nervi, N-E-R-V-I. Nervi is the name of the hall. There's a photo of the Pope in front of the resurrection statue that we're going to talk about here in a second, and that has also been displayed in Nervi Hall. Now, why does Nervi Hall matter? What's Nervi? What's the nerve got to do with this? Well, now, Dr. Brian Artis has spoken about this in great detail, the venom peptides that are used in modern medicine. There's a weight loss drug called Ozempic. Now, Ozempic works by paralyzing the vagus nerve that allows your stomach to empty its contents. So if your vagus nerve is paralyzed, then your stomach won't empty, and then you'll feel full, and then you'll eat less, and then you'll lose weight. That's how it's supposed to work. The problem is that Ozempic is based on the Gila monster venom. And this is even confirmed by mainstream media. A Business Insider had a story. Here it is. We wouldn't have Ozempic without Gila monsters. They're hunger-regulating venom-inspired weight loss drugs. Now, if you could scroll down a little bit, there are some subhead bullets in that story. I don't know if you can do that. But yeah, one of those bullets, I'm trying to read it, it says that it's similar to a hormone, thank you, similar to a hormone people produce in our intestines, but the lizard version is longer acting. You see that? The lizard version is longer acting. So we have reptilian venom peptides that are used in medical research. There's an entire company dedicated to this, by the way. It's called Venom Tech. You can bring that up while I'm talking. Venom Tech, I think it's in the UK. It might be venomtech.co.uk. I'm not sure, but you can find it. Venom Tech licenses these venom peptides. They do venom peptide research. Drug companies then get those licenses, and they do research, and they develop drugs that paralyze the human nervous system in order to achieve things like, you know, quote, weight loss. The problem is, if you keep injecting yourself with freaking Gila monster venom over and over and over again, eventually your stomach nerves stop working altogether. And then you just vomit for 2 years. You know, you just vomit, vomit, vomit every meal, every day for years after you stop taking the drug. And that's happening to people. And you can read those stories out there. They're very common. So back to then the Vatican. The Vatican builds a hall that's shaped like a serpent that's called Nervi. The serpent venom is attacking the nervous system in our modern medical system, which is a death care system designed to achieve human depopulation with the mass poisoning of people and hospital homicide during COVID. Okay, so the hospital protocols were designed to achieve maximum death, and the hospitals were financially rewarded with, in some cases, up to $500,000 for every COVID death that they could induce. So somebody comes in, oh, I got a sniffle. No, you have COVID. And then slap them on a respirator, you know, kill them, put them on these drugs at first, and then kill them. And then, hey, COVID death, $500,000. We're cashing in. The hospital's making money. And depopulation is accelerating. And then they can add plus one to the COVID deaths that the mainstream media uses to scare you to death, to convince you to come in and take a vaccine. And according to Dr. Brian Artist, then the vaccines are also based on venom peptides. That's right. And with the mRNA technology that is transhumanism, that is the opposite of God's creation of your body, the transhumanism vaccines then turn your body's cells into generators, producers of venom peptides or venom-related peptides, we should say, that have venom-like properties in your body, which includes blood coagulation, blood clots, folks. And then you shed the venom peptide-created molecules like a snake shedding its skin. You shed it, and you shed it onto other people, and you make them sick, too. So the reason I say all this, folks, is it's all related. The solar eclipse, the Vatican, CERN, venom peptides in modern medicine, the depopulation agenda, everything that I've told you is backed up by published articles, published research. Dr. Artis himself has hundreds of citations. I've interviewed him many times on this. And by the way, the world owes him an apology because they mocked him when he said, you know, there's venom peptides in the drugs. They said, what do you mean? Is someone's out milking snakes? No. They license the peptides and then they synthesize them, but they're based on reptiles. So there is a reptilian injection into human beings. This is not an exaggeration. It's not even hyperbole. There are reptilian venom peptides injected into human beings to kill them, to destroy their nervous system, while the globalists are launching rockets at the shadow of the moon and using super colliders to try to discover the source of all dark matter power that makes up the cosmos. Okay? Now, with that as the backdrop, do you still think next Monday is going to be totally normal? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't trust any of these players that I just mentioned, the WEF, the globalists, Big Pharma, none of them. So stay tuned. We'll have more straight ahead right here on InfoWars.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy TurboForce is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get TurboForce 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Oh, sorry. I was just waiting for the eclipse. apparently, it's the wrong day. No. Welcome back. Mike Adams here with the Alex Jones Show, continuing with Hour 2. And letting you know, by the way, coming up next hour, we have former CIA analyst Larry Johnson with a full analysis of the situation in Israel, as well as what's happening with Ukraine and Russia. A lot of developments, of course, with Israel launching airstrikes against the Iranian consulate in Damascus, which is really, technically, diplomatically speaking, it's Iranian property, even though it's located in Syria. But Israel bombed that and killed multiple high-level Iranian officials. in really just a brazen act of violation of multiple conventions. So that's got everybody peeved, obviously, about the situation. And then Israel, of course, doing a triple tap strike against the food aid workers in Gaza. We'll get to that in just a minute. I want to finish up about the solar eclipse is coming, CERN, the portals, and so on. One more thing to mention. A lot of people suspect that CERN is doing research into multiple dimensions. In fact, CERN's own scientists talk about that. And some CERN people have said in the past that, you know, we don't know if we're sending something through or something's going to come through from somewhere else. They might create mini black holes. I mean, this is what they talk about. The geeks, the science at CERN, they talk about multiple dimensions. Well, I want to show you the statue that was put on display in the Nervi Hall at the Vatican with the Pope even sitting in front of it. Bring that up on screen, please. It's called the Resurrection. And the statue was created a couple of decades ago. I think it was in the 1970s when it was first rolled out. Now, this statue, at first glance, if you look at it, to me, it looks like it's supposed to depict Christ rising from the dead. That is not at all what it looks like to me. It looks like a half-man, half-monster coming through a demon portal out of the ground. Like the ground opened up, and then all these demons are spilling through. That's what it looks like to me. Now, again, it's called the Resurrection, and it has been on display by the Pope, who I believe this current Pope does not represent Catholicism, does not represent the Church, does not represent human beings. Now freeze that right there. I want to show you the head of this. If you could go back or zoom in on the head of this resurrection statue, you see that right there? It looks like half Christ and half serpent. You see how it looks like a snake head extending off from the Christ face? And it's actually kind of parted in half right there. There's a part down the center of the head that's supposed to be Christ. So this is half Christ, half reptilian. And then if you look at the posture of this so-called Christ figure, it's very ominous. He's like he's going, rawr, like he's actually scaring everybody. This does not look like a human being Christ. This looks like look at that posture right there. Does that look like a savior? No, it looks like a monster from hell is what that looks like. And I think there's no coincidence. Okay, so you put together all the dots that we're talking about here, and you're probably going to come to the conclusion that something super evil and nefarious is afoot right now. So I would just urge you, folks, I would urge you, number one, if you're going to do anything on Monday, maybe you're going to watch the eclipse with your eclipse glasses here. And definitely don't look at the sun without the eclipse glasses. But also make sure, if you're going to do anything, pray. Okay? Pray for God's intervention. I want to suggest, in fact, that you pray for all the transgenders in America who have been deceived by Satanism. Pray that all the transgenders would have evil leave their bodies and that they could reawaken and return to Christ or discover Christ for the first time if they never knew Christ. How about that? Let's pray for God's intervention to stop World War III so that we all don't die in a giant radioactive cloud. Let's pray for the defeat of the incredibly evil current administration, the Biden, can you even call it Biden? Whoever's in charge, the O-Biden administration in Washington, D.C. Let's pray for the peaceful defeat of all of those who are tied to demonism, Satanism, child mutilations, grooming, pedophilia, child trafficking, and all those who are committed to using violence to get what they want, which is the radical left. And you know that if they don't get what they want, they're going to unleash mass violence and they're going to call it mostly peaceful. But make sure that you get prepared for what's coming. Now, just as a quick plug here, by the way, you should know, and I'm serious, if you don't have your basic supplies, you need to get them. Infowarsstore.com right now has a sale 40% off Survival Shield X3. This is a form of iodine that is vastly superior. If you don't have iodine in your survival supplies or if you don't have enough, this is the time to get it and help support InfoWarsStore.com. Survival Shield X3 is back in stock. Now, a couple of things you need to know about iodine. Not only is this a dietary supplement with all the benefits, of course, of helping to protect your thyroid, and you absolutely want to have this in a massive supply before any kind of nuclear event takes place, but this is an excellent topical item as well as a barter item. So if you're wondering, like, what am I going to do with my dollars? Because the dollars are losing value every day. Like, gold is skyrocketing, right? Silver is skyrocketing. And yes, gold and silver have great value, and they are holding value. They are skyrocketing compared to dollars. But you know what's going to be even more valuable than gold? Iodine. Interesting, because it's another element, right? Element, what is it? The mass 127, I believe, for iodine. More valuable than gold in a post-nuclear war scenario. So get some for yourself. Get some for barter. Get some to help protect those that you love. Again, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, back to the prayer. The globalists believe that there is a special power that happens during these solar eclipses, that something strange happens with gravity, something magnifies their evil, they believe, during the solar eclipse. There's something called the Alai effect, A-L-L-A-I-S. And to the producers, look that up, show it. It talks about the reversal of the precession of pendulums as they swing back and forth in laboratories. This has been reproduced hundreds of times throughout history and carefully scientifically documented that during solar eclipses, the apparent laws of gravity are altered. They are suspended. And again, what happens in these laboratories is that the swing of the pendulums is reversed. Not the swing, but the precession, the rotation of the axis of the swing begins to reverse, which shouldn't be possible if the laws of physics are consistent based on our current understanding. There it is, the Alai effect, A-L-L-A-I-S. Well, nobody in traditional physics can explain the Alai effect. Nobody. But what happens is when the sun and the moon and the earth all line up in a straight line, and by the way, somebody get me the stuffed astronaut. We'll get that during the break. We'll give you a stuffed astronaut here and an inflatable moon. So maybe we can demonstrate this and have some fun if my dog doesn't attack the inflatable moon. We'll see. But you get these all three lined up. Something weird happens with gravity. Something weird happens with energy. Even ancient civilizations, the Aztecs, the Mayans, and so on, they believed that solar eclipses had special kind of power. Sometimes it was judgment by God. Other times, it is rumored that certain people could, and I'm not saying that this is true, maybe it's just, you know, a story, but they thought that some of their high priests could levitate during solar eclipses. Clearly, the moon has a gravitational pull on Earth, though, right? And so does the sun, obviously, or we wouldn't be orbiting around the sun. If you add those up, the tidal power of the moon and the gravitational effect of the sun, in perfect alignment with Earth, what happens to tectonic plates? That's why some people believe that there is an increased risk of earthquakes. And what, I mean, just happened, not that this is during the eclipse, but Taiwan just had a 7.3, I believe, magnitude earthquake that was quite violent in the last 24 hours. Will we see more earthquakes on Monday? I hope not. I pray we don't. But that is a physics possibility of an increased risk of any tectonic plate shifts that are almost ready to go. They could be unleashed during that eclipse. Whether you believe it or not, whether you agree with the physics or not, it's good to be prepared just in case. Monday is going to be a very interesting day no matter what unfolds. Stay with us. We'll be back for more here on InfoWars.com.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, then to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We have, I'm doing a very risky maneuver here in the studio. We have an inflatable moon and stuffed NASA astronaut, and I'm trying to make sure my security dog doesn't rip his arms off. Can you show a camera angle? Can you show my dog, like camera two? You see him there in the corner? He is, like, ready to rip this astronaut apart. I'm not anti-astronaut, just to be clear. But this guy just can't wait. And this inflatable, I was trying to give you a little demonstration of the inflatable of the Earth, the sun, and the moon. And no. All right. Go get the moon. All right. Yeah. There it goes. The moon is toast. All right. We might as well get rid of the astronaut. That moon is being destroyed. Talk about the shadow of the moon. NASA launches three rockets, but my dog, Rhodey, just ripped the moon apart. So welcome back. This is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to need a new moon, guys. Somebody call Bart Sabrell. We got to get a whole new moon for the set. Welcome back, folks. Now, in this segment, we're going to focus on, it's always an adventure here when you have a highly trained security dog. Yeah, chill out, man. It's all cool. Eat the moon. Be cool. We're going to cover now the situation with Israel. And then remember, we have, of course, Larry Johnson coming up at the top of the hour, which is not that far away at this point. So, Israel. The world has turned against Israel as of Israel's triple tap missile strikes against the food aid workers. This is, you know, whether or not you agree with what Israel is doing or you disagree with Israel, I am strongly opposed to Israel's outrageous actions. But wherever you stand on that issue, there are going to be ramifications that affect all of us. And that's my goal here, is to help you understand the ramifications. So let's set the stage here. It is not debatable what Israel is doing. The facts are clear. Israel hunted down these aid workers that were in specially marked vehicles to indicate to the IDF that these are food aid vehicles. The driving path of the vehicles was an approved food aid path in Gaza. The IDF knew about it. They knew who these people were. They're from World Central Kitchen, WC Kitchen, which is a food aid organization. They're trying to help stop Palestinian children and women mostly from starving to death because famine is being engineered there. Israel hunts them down with their military drones, launches three different missile strikes at three vehicles of this food aid program that were 2.4 kilometers apart, I believe, is what the maps currently show, killing seven food aid workers. And one of them was American, one of them was Australian. And, in fact, yeah, bring up the article from sonar21.com. That's Larry Johnson's website. And you can kind of scroll through that. You can see some of the pictures. There's also a video there from a man and a woman who are now dead who were part of the food aid. And if you get a chance, go ahead and hit play on that video. It's a woman on the left side and a man on the right. They're serving food to the needy there. Play that if you get a chance. This is an act of it's not just the genocide of the Gazan people, which is itself a war crime. This is such a desperate illegal act against food aid workers that for some reason this has become the tipping point for the Western world. This is a bridge too far for Israel in the minds of many people. And you're starting to see pushback now. Every newspaper in the UK, front page news now, is basically Israel is evil at this point. This is what Netanyahu is doing. Yeah, there is Israel catching well-deserved flak for its undisciplined brutality. There's one headline. There are hundreds of those kinds of headlines today. This is too much. Now, what's fascinating to me in a morbid kind of way is, like, why wasn't it too much when they were killing, you know, 33,000 Palestinian women and children? Because in my mind, and I've been consistent on this since October of last year, that's not acceptable either. That's a war crime. When you bomb hospitals and refugee camps, there's a video. Go ahead and play that video. Let's hear the audio. These two people are dead, but play the audio. They were killed by Israel. Oh, okay. It's just B-roll. I don't have audio yet. Okay. Anyway, there's a man and a woman there who are serving food for the needy in Gaza, and they have been killed. They were hunted down and killed by Israel. And it's beyond sad. It's beyond tragic. It is a war crime. Okay. All they're doing there is they're trying to serve. There's the woman on the left. She's dead as well, is my understanding. I want to make sure I get this correct. Needlessly killed by Israel, deliberately targeted on purpose. Now Israel has apologized for this. Netanyahu, the smirking Netanyahu, he comes on and he says, well, it was an accident. Three accidents? You accidentally launched three missiles and targeted three vehicles three times in a row? Oh, is it an accident and an accident and an accident? Really? No, it's not. You're doing this on purpose, Netanyahu, because you are an evil, murderous, psychopathic war criminal. That's the truth, okay? That's what Netanyahu is. And the people with him in his basically Likud administration there are also war criminals. And I've come to the conclusion, personally, whether you agree with it or not, you know, people say Israel is America's greatest ally. I say Israel, under Netanyahu, is America's most dangerous enemy, because Israel is going to drag the United States of America into a nuclear world war that we cannot win. If we don't stop Israel, and the USA has the unique power to stop Israel, all that has to happen is that Anthony Blinken or Joe Biden or whoever's running the show there just call up Netanyahu and say, hey, guess what? No more weapons, no more money, no more Navy. We're leaving. We're out of here. Yeah, you're on your own. Good luck. If you don't stop this nonsense, Nothing for you. No bombs, no missiles, nothing. Okay? That's what needs to happen. Let Netanyahu try to deal with that situation. Because Israel, frankly, would be in dire straits in that situation. America is the one that is complicit in Israel's war crimes, because America is providing the money, the weapons, the F-35s, the 2,000-pound bombs, the HIMARS system, I mean the Patriot missile systems, all these other systems. That's America providing that. And this has got to stop, because these are crimes against food aid workers. And I ask you this question. If they're willing to murder food aid workers in Gaza, what do you think they're going to do to you when they successfully shut down more food processing facilities and they sabotage more chicken farms and they shut down more cattle ranches, and then you're starving and someone wants to bring food aid to you because your children are starving to death? Well, guess what? Well, the United States of America, the government, has already proven they're happy to be complicit in the mass murder of food aid workers. Somebody delivering food is a fair game target in their view. And no, Anthony Blinken, nobody believes you. You are a sad, pathetic creature in Washington. And it's just listening to Anthony Blinken, it's like a Shakespearean tragedy every time he speaks. Or listening to a Pentagon spokesperson, John Kirby, it's like a Greek tragedy. You know, it's like, how can you weave so many lies into every sentence? That's amazing, John Kirby. Just lie within a lie within the eye. It's like recursive lying mastery by John Kirby. I've never seen anybody who could lie so many times with so many parentheses inside other lies. It's amazing. He could actually get a career as a professional liar. Well, oh, wait, that is his career, come to think of it. But all you got to do is stop sending weapons and money to Israel, and then we could back off from World War III. But sadly, the American politicians and the U.S. Congress is owned by Israel. So it's Israel first, America last. And that's true among Democrats, and it's true among Republicans. And then you even have alternative media. For some reason, like, I don't know, Breitbart.com seems to be basically Israel's, you know, public relations front for some reason, ever since October 7th. Like, you can't get any honest reporting out of Breitbart. It's all just pro-Israel. Same thing with Ben Shapiro. It's all pro-Israel, pro-Israel, pro. Ben Shapiro made his career out of, you know, opposing cancel culture. But then when it comes to Israel, oh, Candace Owens, you're fired. You got to go. You can't say anything critical against Israel. Well, hey, guess what? I support Candace Owens. With her courage and her bravery to tell the truth and ask the big questions, she's better off without Ben Shapiro and the rest of that crew. And I am honored to be here as a guest host on Infowars.com that is not afraid to ask tough questions, or even to have me on as a host also asking these tough questions. And we share the same common goals, Infowars and myself, in the sense that we are pro-human. We want peace and abundance and prosperity and liberty for the world. I want those things for the American people, for Texas. I want those things for the Israeli people. I don't have anything against Israelis. I don't have anything against Jewish people. I want Jewish people to be peaceful and healthy and prosperous. But I also want the Palestinian people to be peaceful and healthy and safe and prosperous as well. For Muslims, for Arabs, for Jews, Catholics, for Sikhs, for Buddhists, for Christians, men and women everywhere, even atheists, I want every human being to live a life of abundance and freedom and liberty. Is that too much to ask? Apparently so. We'll be back. Stay with us here on Infowars.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.